If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about some of the biggest rounds of funding that happened in AI this year. And actually, we're going to be talking about ones that specifically have happened this month in October. So these are ones that have raised over $100 million, which is, you know, some pretty serious numbers. So there's a whole bunch of interesting stuff happening here. I'm going to break it all down. But first, I wanted to say, if you're interested in making money, just like all these companies are, using AI tools, building AI tools, or using AI to scale your business, we would love for you to be a member of the AI Hustle School community. So every single week, Jamie and I, we actually put out exclusive content that we don't share anywhere else. All of the AI tools that we're currently using, all of the strategies and techniques that we're using to grow our companies. I have software companies. Jamie's got online companies. He's working with, reselling Amazon stuff, like courses. We're working on like 100 different projects. And we use AI for every step of the way to grow and scale our businesses, making thousands of dollars. So we break down all our products, all our processes, all our workflows, all of our tools in ways that we don't share with anyone else. So if you're interested, join the AI Hustle School community. It's an amazing place with some fantastic people, and it's only $19 a month. It'll probably get more expensive in the future, but for now, if you lock in that price, we won't ever raise it on you. So we'd love you to be a member and help you grow your business. All right, Jamie, let's get into the episode today. The one thing I did want to talk about before we go through this whole list is that this year, specifically the third quarter of this year, AI companies raised $18.9 billion. So for people that are like, oh, AI has raised less and less, or it's kind of slowed down, AI companies are raising a ton of money right now. And that is about 28% of all venture funding. So about 30% of all the money that is going into venture is in AI companies. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, really? It's only 30%? AI is so big. But like, you have to think, venture companies cover a lot of stuff. Like, you know, Microsoft is like spending like $1 billion to go build a nuclear reactor or recommission a nuclear reactor on 1 mile or on the Three Mile Island. Like, that $1 billion gets counted. Like, there's so many infrastructure projects that aren't software. And so the fact that software takes up a big chunk is impressive. But the fact that AI software has taken up 30% is huge, because you have hardware, you have rocket ships, you have energy projects. Like, there's just so much infrastructure. There's so many different things. And the fact that 30% of this is AI is, I think, really, really interesting. So OpenAI was obviously the biggest player in this whole thing. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And it was one of about six of these different rounds that happened this quarter were over $1 billion, which is impressive. So anyways, we're gonna break down all the ones that happened in October that raised over $100 million. Jamie, why don't you kick us off talking about OpenAI?
Yeah, so OpenAI is definitely the biggest one we've come across, I think, this entire year. Obviously, that makes a lot of sense. They're the biggest player. $6.6 billion just in this last round on October 2nd, totaling their total valuation now at $157 billion. So that is a pretty crazy, staggering amount of money, especially, you know, I mean, I know OpenAI does generate income, but compared to like a similar company, you know, another tech company like an Amazon, they're not really generating that much money yet. They're on their way to, and I think that's what people are betting on. But still, that's a big valuation, led by Thrive Capital. And then other investors, including SoftBank and Tiger Global. So, again, not really surprising, but the amount is staggering. The amount is surprising.
Uh-huh. I wanted to read what they said they're planning on doing with this, because I know a lot of people have heard about this in the past. It obviously made big news. But what they're exactly said that they're going to spend it on, I think you can assume a lot of this just goes to compute to train their new models. But this is what they're saying they're going to spend it on. They said the new funding will allow us to double down on our leadership on frontier AI research, increase compute capacity, and continue building tools that help solve hard problems. We're grateful for our investors and their trust in us, and we look forward to working with our partners, developers, and broader community to shape an AI-powered ecosystem and future that benefits everyone. Honestly, probably use ChatGPT to write that if I'm being 100% honest. but yeah, no, I think this is interesting. They're really fighting off, I think, two big rivals, which is Anthropic and xAI, who have both raised like high billion-dollar rounds to essentially compete with them on the exact same thing, which is like chatbot AI chatbots. And X has all the distribution of Twitter, which is, you know, hundreds of millions of people. And then Anthropic has just kind of been around the longest after OpenAI. So that's how they're competing. So those are the two big people. I want to talk about who gave them all this money, though, because I just think it's so interesting, the breakdown. So $6.6 billion. Thrive gave them the most amount of money. So they led this round. They gave them $1.3 billion. So that was pretty interesting. And they also have an exclusive option to invest up to $1 billion more at the same valuation all the way through next year. So to be honest, they led the round, but they got, that is pretty sweet terms, because OpenAI has raised I think almost three rounds this year, and every single one has gotten more and more pricey. The valuation has grown. So I think Thrive's like, okay, look, we'll lead you around. We'll give you $1.3 billion, but give us like up until an entire year, all the way through next year. This year, you know, like this thing happened in October. So that's like they got over a 365 day window. And you know that OpenAI is probably going to grow another like 50%, maybe 30. I'd say their valuation will go up another 30 to 50% in the next year, especially if they continue releasing what's on their roadmap. And so that's a great deal for them to be able to put in another $1 billion at today's valuation. That's pretty good. After that, they had Microsoft, which put in less than $1 billion, but still pretty good. And Microsoft's previously given them like $10 billion. So Microsoft's dished out plenty of money. Nvidia put in $100 million, which isn't anything crazy, but you know, it shows they're still kind of supporting them. I think Nvidia knows that they're going to get that $100 million back in chips, GPUs that they're going to buy. SoftBank put in $500 million, which is interesting that SoftBank is coming in to this company in like such a late stage, but I think they can see it safe. I feel like SoftBank's been burned by so many companies, but yeah, this is going to be really interesting to see. There's a lot of big players putting a lot of money into this company.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like this is the year, or sorry, maybe 2025 is the year when using ChatGPT becomes more second nature to people. It already, to me, is becoming a lot more second nature. Like, okay, I don't want to write this YouTube video script for this sponsorship. I'm just going to go plug in all the key points they want me to talk about, have ChatGPT write it. You know, that was like a natural thought to me. So I think as time goes on, people are going to become more and more comfortable, and the user base is just going to continue to grow, and them being at the top, I think the valuation does make sense.
Yeah, 100%. So the next one we want to talk about is called Poolside. They just raised $500 million in a Series B round. They did this October 2nd, so a little bit earlier this month. And this was led by Bain Capital Ventures. They had Redpoint and StepStone and Nvidia in there. I swear, whenever you get to these big ones, like $500 million or $6 billion, Nvidia is always coming in, because I think Nvidia knows any money they give, it's kind of interesting, right? Any money that Nvidia gives to one of these AI companies that's building an actual foundation model, they know that it's going to get given back to Nvidia. So, and it essentially boosts Nvidia's revenue. So it's like they give out money. It's kind of like they're giving out loans. They're giving out GPUs in exchange for equity of all these companies and boosting their valuation and showing that their revenue goes higher. So yeah, this is great for Nvidia. And that's $3 billion. In case anyone's curious, Poolside's a really interesting company. It's essentially another one of these coding tools. But what they're doing is they have their own foundational model. So it's not like it's just ChatGPT or something. They built their own model for coding. And then they pair it with your data. So they let you fine-tune their model on how your business writes software using your practices libraries. And the thing that I think is great with it is that they are building their own foundational model. That's valuable. They have an API, meaning if I'm a developer, I can put this into my software. or someone like me who has a platform like AI Box that lets you use tons of different AI models, I can use their API to put them on my platform. And then they're also building an assistant. So they have a bunch of different offerings. And I think whoever really cracks this code development space is going to be making a ton of money. They know that. And so that's kind of how they can get these giant $500 million rounds of funding done.
Absolutely. So another giant fundraising round was Kobold Metals. And we mentioned them in another podcast, but they raised $491.5 million. And so this is a metal mining company, actually, who is trying to source a lot of these metals that are used to build batteries and circuit boards, things like that. They are a massive, massive company. And, you know, if you think about it, the manufacturing of all these chips, they need to find the minerals somewhere. And this company is doing that. So, yeah, they're absolutely a massive company, but also a very important one.
Yeah, what's interesting about this company, Jamie's talked about them before on podcasts, but like they started out as a company just to do software, to use AI to help find like essentially minerals. So they would take a bunch of samples in an area, then they'd use AI and determine if there was going to actually be like a big gold rush of whatever. It's not really gold they're going for, but like copper, or like if this is going to be a good copper place. And doing that, they took like a bunch of samples from a bunch of sites, and I'm trying to remember the exact numbers, but it was like they were 10 times more efficient at finding where the actual big mine or big strike was going to be. And in doing this process, they ended up finding this copper mine, which is like one of the biggest copper mines ever. And so then they went from just being the software company, they're like, okay, well, since we found this giant mine, we're just gonna become a mining company as well. So, you know, they raised $500 million, they're gonna get a bunch of equipment, yeah, and just pull out all this copper because they know they're like, this is worth billions of dollars, might as well become a mining company.
Yeah, I think when I was doing research on that one, they had said, I forget what mineral it was. It wasn't copper, but it was like one of the, it was like lithium or one of the main metals they're looking for. Their chances of finding it are like 1 in 1,000 or something.
Dang.
So like if they drill a hole, like the chances of actually hitting are really low. So by using the, you know, data they've had from the past, you know, 30 years, they've been trying to mine lithium, they can kind of, like you said, use their AI to predict a little higher than 1 in 1,000 to strike gold or lithium. So that's an interesting one for sure.
So crazy. The next one is called EvenUp. So this is an AI powered legal tech company. They just raised $135 million. This is their Series D, and it was led by Bain Capital Ventures, and they had Signalfire, Lightspeed. Lightspeed's obviously massive. Who are participating in this. All of this happened on October 8th, and their startup hit a $1 billion valuation when they did this. So this is a really interesting company I was looking at earlier, and essentially what they say is that they can help you get bigger claims. They're kind of like a legal firm. They say they can help you get bigger claims, and you can settle your claims faster. So it's kind of for it's for like injury lawyers and firms. And they said that they've done over 1,000 demands and Medcrons every week. They said that they have $1.5 billion in damages that they've helped claim. They have $200 million resolved from missing documents. And wow, they have 69% higher likelihood of hitting policy limits. And 1,000 plus law firms are currently using them. So I think this is a really interesting company. Like, You find these ones that hit a specific software vertical really well, and they apply AI in a great way, and they just see like really great success. So yeah, EvenUp is definitely an interesting one I would keep an eye on for sure.
All right, well, that concludes our list of companies so far this year that have raised over $100 million, AI companies. But you know, there's still a couple months left in the year. We'll have to see if any other companies hit that this year. But thanks for listening, guys. If you got any value out of the episode, make sure to leave us a review. And definitely check out our school community. We're talking about specifically AI content creation this week. So I got a really good episode coming out. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible.
Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.